You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, Summerfest kicks off this week, and our guest music writer is going to preview the lineup from the big acts to the lesser-known artists that we shouldn't miss.
First, a new report released today found that in the most recent data, the years 2013-2014, there was no reduction in poverty in Wisconsin, even as the state's unemployment rate went down.
According to the report, the place with the highest poverty rate was Milwaukee County, the most populous county in Wisconsin. But the report also found some positive changes. More families with children earned their way out of poverty, and elderly poverty fell by about 2%.
Joining us now to tell us more about the report is one of its authors, Tim Smeeting. He's the Lee Rainwater Distinguished Professor of Public Affairs and Economics at UW-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be back.
Well, let's talk about that finding. Poverty rates stayed stable in the time you considered, despite some improvement in our economy, a recovery from the Great Recession. Why would that be?
Well, we gained about 60,000 jobs, but at the same time, those jobs were of two kinds. They were either great jobs like Epic, which poor people don't get anyway, or they were sorts of low-wage part-time jobs, which a lot of poor people get. And those jobs alone don't take you out of poverty.
Now, you do a different kind of poverty analysis than the federal government does. You consider the impact of state and federal relief programs. Why is that important to factor into poverty rates?
We spend all of our money. We spend about $70 billion a year nationally on refundable tax credits, like the Earned Income Tax Credit. And we spend about $65 or $70 billion a year on the food share or SNAP program. They're not counted in the official poverty measure. People have to go to work to earn it, to earn income, so you can count it for the ITC, so you have to look at work expenses. There's a whole host of things that need to be done. In fact, and other things, single people pay a lot of payroll taxes and they don't get the earned income credit back. So let's look at the policies that we actually use and see what their impact is. And that's what the Wisconsin Poverty Measure and the Wisconsin Poverty Report is about.
What difference do they make? What difference do those supports make when they factor them into our poverty rates? Are they working as designed?
I think the answer there is a resounding yes. They really help. Now, what we really want to see is a decline in market income poverty. So we want to see jobs push poverty down. That happened for families with children this year, not for anybody else. But then, and those jobs aren't enough to get your family out of poverty, then you need some support. So helping people eat, that's the food share program, and the refundable tax credits based on your earnings. Now, both of those are family size adjusted, so bigger families, families with kids, get more of a kick. And because of that, our poverty rate in Wisconsin for kids is 11.8%. And the federal level is 17.6%. So the federal level is much higher because it doesn't count these programs that we use. And we should really know what their impacts are.
How are those programs changing over time? This is something you tracked not just in this one year, but over time. Mm-hmm. Are they having less of an impact? If so, why?
They're having somewhat less of an impact. The state had a little cutback in refundable tax credits a couple years ago. Our state EITC, that is. But the big changes were in the food share or SNAP program, which in November 2013 fell by 14%. Benefits were cut back to where they were before the Great Recession. And we ended up with some policies that take able-bodied individuals who can't find jobs and tell them they have to work or they're not going to get their food stamps anymore. About 12,000 found their jobs during this period. Another 30,000 lost their food stamps. And an unfortunate part of this, a lot of these people were in central Milwaukee, and they were the ex-incarcerated. So no one was going to hire them anyway. There is a nice Federal Reserve report on six employment and training programs in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee in particular, over the past 2 years. 62% of the people are ex-incarcerated. And they're at the bottom of everyone's barrel. So you say, you got to go find a job if you want to get benefits. You can't find a job. Too bad. Now you're not going to eat.
Does that account for a lot of the poverty we see in an area like Milwaukee?
Accounts for some of it. It accounts for a good share of it. But the big thing is, you know, there aren't many good jobs in the central city, and you have to get out. Transportation was the second biggest factor. But these programs really help them. The food share program and the refundable tax credits, if you can find at least some part-time work, really boost the family's incomes.
Talking to Tim Smeeting from UW-Madison, co-author of a report out today on poverty here in Wisconsin. You mentioned Milwaukee, and that reminds me, talking about poverty rates in Wisconsin overlooks a lot of variation geographically. Where do we see, in addition to Milwaukee County, some of the highest poverty rates?
Well, you know, if we look, if you go inside Milwaukee County, you have six census areas there. The poverty rates go from about 34 or 35% in Central City to 7 or 8%.
Huge difference within one county.
Within the county. And then if you go out to Waukesha, Outagamie, and Washington, they're below 4 and 5%. So, but even within the county, there's great segregation and poverty. And it's mostly black poverty, and it's in Central Milwaukee. And now in terms of other areas, Kenosha, Racine area is not doing too well. Wadsworth County's not doing too well. Dane has some issues, actually. It's a little bit higher than average, but that's mainly, that's not Madison. It's the outlying areas somewhere in some prairie or south of town. But then there are areas that are doing just great. A big swath through the Fox River Valley have far below average poverty rates. In fact, this year, there was a bigger variance than I had seen before in the previous 7 years in terms of the number of areas that had below average poverty rates. So things are really good in up through Green Bay and in the great swath of the area there, plus the Eau Claire area, which is essentially a suburb of Minneapolis. People work in Minneapolis and drive back. So those areas are doing really great. So it's very uneven, in other words. Recovery has been uneven across Wisconsin.
So as you said, the dream, the ideal would be more jobs, better paying jobs, jobs that pay well enough to get people and families out of poverty. We have this fairly fine-grained data that shows us not just which county, but which part of a county has these high poverty rates. Okay, are there policies that work to get people jobs in the places where they need them?
Well, there are some. Part of the problem is that there's a low demand and for low-skill labor. Now, what we certainly could afford to raise our minimum wage a couple of bucks. You don't have to go to $15 an hour, but we could go to 9 or 10, and that would make a difference. It's been shown to make a difference. A few people will lose their jobs, but 95% of them will actually get a raise. That's one thing we could do. Another thing is to push hard now in getting people employed in Madison and Dane, because the economy is as hot as it'll ever be. It is really red hot out there, and you and I know, you walk by a coffee shop, you walk by a retail store, there's a sign, help wanted, all shifts, all hours. And by themselves, those are pulling up wages to 10 bucks an hour. We just need to get more people into those jobs. We need to give them schedules so they know when they're going to work so they can arrange their child care. But a strong economy like we have in Madison is probably going to help. I would bet you a dollar a donut poverty is going to be much better next year in Madison. But other parts of the state, it just isn't. In central Milwaukee, we're not getting far at all.
Been a lot of talk about skills gaps around the state. People not having the skills they need to get the jobs that employers want to give them that would inspire job startups, maybe. Do you see that as an important part of the factor? Training maybe those ex-incarcerated people in central Milwaukee to get a more skilled job.
Absolutely. You need to do something like that. You need to give them an apprenticeship. You need to give them a subsidy. You need to get them involved. If once they leave prison, especially young first-time offenders, who I'm talking about, I mean, people who've committed murder and whatever, they belong in jail, no problem. But you have young first-time offenders who get out, and they need to find a career and find something to do. And if you find them a job, then what they end up doing is they start paying child support if they owe it. They get themselves onto a regular track where they're becoming more self-supporting, they're better family members, and so forth. But you have to make a concerted effort. These guys are at the bottom. You have to say, I'll give this guy a chance, and that'll probably take some sort of a subsidy of some sort for an apprenticeship or a lower wages for, let's say, 6 months or something till they got hired.
We'll leave it there for now. Tim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
That's Tim Smeeting. He's one of the authors of the most recent Wisconsin Poverty Report out today, also professor of public affairs and economics at UW-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs.